from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Joining us now, he is Milwaukee Bucks beat writer Jim Ozarski from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Ozarski. Jim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Welcome back. Good to hear you, bud.
Thank you. It's nice to be back on the radio talking with you. Jim, let's talk a little bit about Dame time last night. Could you feel it? Could you sense it? That explosion that he had in the first half was coming as they had a week off?
Yeah, Sparky. It's actually what I wrote about over at jsonline.com. It was sort of building even after that Orlando game that was so concerning to end the regular season. And even though he was more hurt than he admitted at that point, there was an air, a lightness about him looking forward to this playoff. And yeah, there was the moment right after the buzzer beater returns to the crowd. So this is what you brought me here for, but that's kind of, I don't want to say he like talked himself into that, Sparky, because I think he's better than that. But there was a little bit of that to a degree where it was just sort of, okay, 82 mattered. We didn't do what maybe what we wanted, what we thought we were going to do, or all those things. But without Giannis, I think he knew he had to step up in some way. And it's quite remarkable, Sparky. I mean, we've seen Giannis do this. This is the first time we really saw Dame do it and put it together in Milwaukee, and it was pretty special.
It was special. And then we get to the second half. He doesn't score in the second half. And so, of course, that becomes the storyline after the game from some fans as far as where was he in the second half? He didn't score. And then we get to the national media today, and there's more of that. I talked with Steve Ashburner from NBA.com earlier today. I was filling in doing a show in Memphis, and he brought the same thing up. Is there any concern about them, you know, running two people and creating issues from Dame Lillard there in the second half, or was the game pretty much in hand and Lillard wasn't as concerned about it?
You know, Sparky, I kind of laugh at that because you mentioned national, and of course Chris Middleton is forgotten, right? I mean, oh, by the way, that guy went 6 of 8 and scored 15
yep.
points in the second half.
Right.
And he effectively closed the game. So, and that's the story of his career and his recent playoff run, Sparky. After the title, his last 8 playoff games, not a small sample size, 21-6-6 on nearly 50-40-90 splits. I mean, there's that guy also. And it was funny with a lot of the conjecture about this series, it's sort of just dismissed as Chris Middleton is washed. And, you know, he showed it in the fourth quarter last night, and I'm sure we'll see it the rest of the series. So, no, I don't think the Bucks at all were concerned. The fact that, you know, the Pacers decided to double-team Dame for 93 feet. Now, look, Doc Rivers today said we've got to be a little better. at adjusting to that and helping him, you know, shake free a little bit. But on the broader level, Sparky, you know, that's what Chris Middleton's there for, and he's run as Batman for a long, long time in this city and been really good at it.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other guys on this team that stepped up. Bobby Portis at home can be a beast because he feeds off of that crowd and that energy more than any player I've ever seen in a Bucks uniform by far. Bobby Portis on the road doesn't seem to have the same type of energy necessarily. Your thoughts on that as far as Bobby at home versus Bobby on the road?
Yeah, I mean, there is that. I feel like, you know, I'm not a gambler, Sparky, but, you know, there's plenty of these out there. I would guess Bobby's a plus 2.5, like whatever his over-under on points are at home, it's got to be, you know, that extra bit because he is one of those players. And honestly, so he might be sort of the top tier of this and as far as role players in a playoff. Right? Like, that's why the home court matters. It's not the stars. It's those guys. It's Malik Beasley finally hitting threes for the first time in yep. 2 months. It's Bobby Portis doing his thing. It's Pat Connaughton and Jay Crowder hitting threes, right? Like, those are the guys that really need to feed off of that home crowd. Bobby just happens to be next level with it. And without Giannis, I think it just adds to his whole game and sort of, look, if he's going to run hot, Pfizer form at least has some can add to that a little bit, especially when, you know, he's maybe got to play a few more minutes than normal.
Talk with Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Ozarski. What about Patrick Beverley? The addition of him this year has been a gigantic one to the fact that you're able to move Beasley to the bench, let Beverley start, and finally give you somebody that can kind of slow people down from the guard position.
Yeah, it's look, this is the curse of following a champion to a degree, Sparky. You know, because the 21 Bucks acquired P.J. Tucker and he played a dozen games of the regular season and in the playoffs, right, there's always a lookout for that, looking for someone to cop to. And Beverly's probably the closest in that, you know, a legitimate former all-defensive team member. So he's a guy who might be able to get away with some stuff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That, and not get called with a foul, that PJ was able to, you know? Like, PJ, let's be real. PJ probably fouled Kevin Durant 10, 11 times and was called for 5 or 6, right? And so Patrick can kind of do that a little bit. Look, he's a smaller guy. As he will remind us, he's 35. So there are some limits to what he can do now. But the fact that he's available, Sparky, you're right, and willing to sort of get in there, dive around, and sort of be that guy. It's been important for the Bucks.
You know, the other thing about this for this Bucks basketball team right now is Brook Lopez. I said before the series, I would like Brook Lopez from Mike Budenholzer to show up for the playoffs. That would be much appreciated. And by the looks of it, I feel like Brook played more composed in this game, wasn't letting his emotions get the best of him in this game, and hopefully that continues.
Yeah, look, Brook was, I think, one of those guys who seemed to be really bothered, you know, in the last month of the season. For whatever reason. I mean, now granted, there were a lot of times he was, you know, we'd see guys hanging on his arms and there's no foul. And then he, you know, is sort of, he's got his hand on the back and he gets a call. But he kind of fell into that, you know, in that rough stretch for the Bucks of just sort of looking around and talking at officials. And you're right, Sparky, at least in game one, very forceful and going to the rim. Obviously, there's a poster. Brook posters are few and far between. In Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But I also think it was just the way he defended as well. I thought he was big and physical. You know, Brook, he's known for, you know, he doesn't get the defensive rebound, but he clears everybody else out, right? So Giannis can get him. And they can get out and run and get Giannis in transition. I thought Brook was really good. If he didn't get the rebound, really sealing off and limiting some of those early second chance points that Indiana really needed early in the game. I know they got him late. But you're right. I think Brook playing big is important for Milwaukee this series.
Jim, what about the latest on Giannis? Do you think he plays tomorrow?
No, I don't think he plays. But the latest is from today. It's got to be encouraging. Maintenance day is what Doc Rivers called it. Treatment day. He said he's been on the court the last 4 days. Now, that's true, but they haven't really practiced. You know, he's been on the court literally walking through stuff, doing some stuff. But Doc did say pregame yesterday, Sparky, what he called a brisk workout. And I don't think brisk associates with walking, right? So there's got to be a little bit more movement activity. That's promising. The fact he started it is doubtful in this series, Sparky, I think says something. Like, the league is really cracking down on injury report designations, big-time fines. The Clippers just got hit with one.
Yeah.
So where I'm going with that is I do think Giannis is progressing. I don't think this is if they're down 1-0, 0-2, down 1-2, like that they'll rush him back. I think this is zero sum with him right now. It's either he can or he can't.
This is my thing. And I saw Doc talk about the fact that, well, you know, pretty much doesn't want to slow play him. That if he can play, he's going to play.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to slow play him at this point? So fine, he's 115% instead of 100% for the next series. If you're up 2-0, there's no reason to play him Friday in Indiana. None. And if you're up 3-0, there's no reason to play him in that series at all. Finish the series, let him get extra rest, and be ready for the series against the Knicks or the Sixers. Why have him come back in a series? And I love Doc. Doc's, you know, trying to give the Pacers a lot of love and so forth. I get it. But all I'm saying is, if you're up that whole series and you're never even or down, I don't see a reason why you need to play him.
I get what you're saying. Giannis is not... First of all, built that way.
I don't care if he's built that way or not. If you're Doc Rivers, you say you're not playing. Sit over there.
And you've heard this, Sparky, many, many years since this organization has shifted in the last decade. The coaches don't make those calls. Giannis does not make those calls. So if Troy Flanagan and the performance staff say he's cleared, he will play. And he kind of needs to play because, look – like, Giannis is getting stir-crazy a little bit. Like, you see it. Like, he's antsy. This is not someone – if they tell him he can go, he can go. I think it is – this is not a gray area thing. I think they're doing their best to make sure he doesn't re-injure that calf. That's what the issue is, Sparky. Is the inflammation down? Did the imaging look good? Is he feeling everything or not, I guess, in this case? Because you don't want him to come back and do it again. And now we're talking about – hopefully they get to the finals.
Well, you
right?
don't want it to be a KD situation. That's the fear. That's my fear.
Sure, but they're not going to clear him if they feel that there's
Jim.
You know,
this is the great thing. I'm the doctor or I'm the trainer, right? Hey, listen, Giannis, we need you to be at least, 95, 96% before you can come back. for this series, Giannis will only top out at 90% until the series is done. Then we'll say you're 95 or 96%, and then you can come back and play. See, that's how you play. That's it. I just solved your problem.
That and not get called with a foul that PJ was able to. You know, like, PJ, let's be real. PJ probably fouled Kevin Durant 10, 11 times and was called for 5 or 6, right? And so Patrick can kind of do that a little bit. Look, he's a smaller guy. As he will remind us, he's 35. So there are some limits to what he can do now. But the fact that he's available, Sparky, you're right, and willing to sort of get in there, dive around, and sort of be that guy, it's been important for the Bucks.
You know, the other thing about this for this Bucks basketball team right now is Brook Lopez. I said before the series, I would like Brook Lopez from Mike Budenholzer to show up for the playoffs. That would be much appreciated. And by the looks of it, I feel like Brook played more composed in this game, wasn't letting his emotions get the best of him in this game, and hopefully that continues.
Yeah, look, Brook was, I think, one of those guys who seemed to be really bothered, you know, in the last month of the season. For whatever reason. I mean, now granted, there were a lot of times he was, you know, we'd see guys hanging on his arms and there's no foul. And then he, you know, is sort of, he's got his hand on the back and he gets a call. But he kind of fell into that, you know, in that rough stretch for the Bucks of just sort of looking around and talking at officials. And you're right, Sparky, at least in game one, very forceful in going to the rim. Obviously, there's a poster. Brook posters are few and far between. In Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But I also think it was just the way he defended as well. I thought he was big and physical. You know, Brook, he's known for, you know, he doesn't get the defensive rebound, but he clears everybody else out, right? So Giannis can get him. And they can get out and run and get Giannis in transition. I thought Brook was really good. If he didn't get the rebound, really sealing off and limiting some of those early second chance points that Indiana really needed early in the game. I know they got him late. But you're right. I think Brook playing big is important for Milwaukee this series.
Jim, what about the latest on Giannis? Do you think he plays tomorrow?
No, I don't think he plays. But the latest is from today. It's got to be encouraging. Maintenance day is what Doc Rivers called it. Treatment day, he said he's been on the court the last 4 days. Now, that's true, but they haven't really practiced. You know, he's been on the court literally walking through stuff, doing some stuff. But Doc did say pregame yesterday, Sparky, what he called a brisk workout. And I don't think brisk associates with walking, right? So there's got to be a little bit more movement activity. That's promising. The fact he started it is doubtful in this series, Sparky. I think says something. Like, the league is really cracking down on injury report designations, big time fines. The Clippers just got hit with one.
Yeah.
So where I'm going with that is I do think Giannis is progressing. I don't think this is if they're down 1-0, 0-2, down 1-2, like that they'll rush him back. I think this is zero sum with him right now. It's either he can or he can't.
This is my thing. And I saw Doc talk about the fact that, well, you know, pretty much doesn't want to slow play him. That if he can play, he's going to play.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to slow play him at this point? So fine, he's 115% instead of 100% for the next series. If you're up 2-0, there's no reason to play him Friday in Indiana. None. And if you're up 3-0, there's no reason to play him in that series at all. Finish the series, let him get extra rest, and be ready for the series against the Knicks or the Sixers. Why have him come back in a series? And I love Doc. Doc's, you know, trying to give the Pacers a lot of love and so forth. I get it. But all I'm saying is, if you're up that whole series and you're never even or down, I don't see a reason why you need to play him.
I get what you're saying. Giannis is not, first of all, built that way.
Well, I don't care if he's built that way or not. If you're Doc Rivers, you say you're not playing. Sit over there.
And you've heard this, Sparky, many, many years since this organization has shifted in the last decade. The coaches don't make those calls. Giannis does not make those calls. So if Troy Flanagan and the performance staff say he's cleared, he will play. And he kind of needs to play because, look, like, Giannis is getting stir crazy a little bit. Like, you see it, like, he's antsy. This is not someone, if they tell him he can go, he can go. I think this is not a gray area thing. I think they're doing their best to make sure he doesn't re-injure that calf. That's what the issue is, Sparky. It's Is the inflammation down? Did the imaging look good? Is he feeling everything or not, I guess, in this case? Because you don't want him to come back and do it again. And now we're talking about hopefully they get to the finals.
Well, you
right?
don't want it to be a KD situation. That's the fear. That's my fear.
Sure. But they're not going to clear him if they feel that there's,
Jim,
you know.
This is the great thing. I'm the doctor or I'm the trainer, right? Hey, listen, Giannis, we need you to be at least, 95-96% before you can come back. For this series, Giannis will only top out at 90% until the series is done. Then we'll say you're 95 or 96% and then you can come back and play. See, that's how you play it. That's it. I just solved your problem.
Put it this way, players don't get healthier as this goes. Look in Philadelphia with Joel Embiid. That's not
He looks
better.
Awful. Yeah, he looks
you
awful.
You know, so it's one of those, Sparky, I think you just you play until he's available, and when he is, he'll be out there.
Last question. Do you feel like there's a true buy-in from this group with Doc?
Oh, 100%. I think they've had that from the beginning. It was one of my preview stories of the week, Sparky. I mean, he really kind of solidified that early on. He checks in with these guys. I think the meetings with him are different than they were under Adrian Griffin. I think there is a gravitas to winning a championship for us as fans, Sparky. Yes, 2008 was a lifetime ago. I think Chris Livingston was 9, right? But that stuff plays in a locker room. That's all I can tell Bucks fans, right? Doc Rivers has that. And so, yeah, I think the fact that, Beasley was able to go to the bench, Jay Crowder's had his minutes reduced. I mentioned those guys because, look, those two guys have been in other spots, Sparky, where their playing time has been affected, and we've heard or seen, them not feel a certain way about that, right? And we haven't seen that yet. I don't hear that yet, and I think because they're all sort of pulling on the rope together, as they say, under Doc Rivers.
Well, Crowder can be mad at Bud all he wants. Last year, Crowder didn't deserve to be on the floor from what I saw. So, sometimes you can be mad because you think you belong out there. Other times, you have to face the reality that maybe you just weren't ready to be out there and didn't look like you were ready to be out there. Last year, I completely defend Bud on that Crowder situation. And he actually hit a couple of shots last night, which is nice. And we'll see if he can continue to add to this thing going forward. Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, on Twitter at Jim Ozarski. Always fun. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Sparky.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jim Ozarski, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.